Well, it's a pretty good job. Senators McCaskill and Webb were the parents of the commission. They helped us all through the 3 years, and they've taken the lessons that we came back with, especially from our finding of up to $60 billion in wartime contracting waste, fraud, and abuse, and figured out what to do about it legislatively.
A lot of people in industry are concerned about the suspension part of this bill. Does that the part of the bill fit with what you recommended in your report?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I personally, as a professor of government contracting law at the University of Baltimore Law School, went to Iraq and Afghanistan and asked questions there about why there hadn't been suspension or debarment of contractors, and the bill responds by saying that there would be automatic suspension for contractors who engage in civil fraud, which is False Claims Act type fraud. And we know that the contractors like Halliburton, then later called KBR, have had hundreds of millions of dollars of lawsuits brought by the Department of Justice saying that fraud exists, pushing toward finding this. And yet they don't have any threat of suspension. It's not even negotiated with them.
The holdup, I guess, on that, sir, is the idea that my colleague Jared Serbu wrote about in his coverage of this bill. Acquisition regulations would be rewritten to automatically suspend vendors who are accused of crimes connected with a wartime contract. None of the suspension provisions would require a guilty determination in court. And some of the folks in the contracting community are saying that's a due process problem.
Well, existing law already says that for criminal types of fraud, the indictment is a basis for automatic suspension. The change is to say that not only for criminal fraud, but for civil fraud, which is a nuance, but it's virtually impossible with a contractor like KBR to make a criminal indictment of the company as a whole. You have to prove that the very highest people had intentionally done something. What you have, what the pattern is with contractors, is civil fraud, meaning reckless behavior, bills being sent forward, which if they looked at them for a second, they'd realize that were padded, things like that. And this is simply extending the technique of automatic, which applies to criminal fraud, to civil fraud.
I have a hard time imagining that anybody could argue with the idea that if you've been indicted, if it's been proven that you've committed fraud, that you should be suspended and or debarred as soon as possible. I think what's making people uneasy, though, is the idea that someone could be accused of it, and without being convicted, maybe we find out later that there was some kind of a problem that caused that accusation unfairly, and yet that company's still forbidden from doing business.
Well, I understand that, and the bill, I was not involved in the drafting of the bill. These are senators who know what will work and who carefully weighed it. The automatic suspension only applies if the Department of Justice brings a civil fraud case. And if you know anything about what they take years before they're willing to bring a case. They have to have a pile of evidence. They don't want to drag themselves, let alone the contractor, through it unless there's a basis. So it's just saying, and an indictment and a civil fraud complaint, they're very close instruments. In both cases, it's Department of Justice who are deciding that there's enough to go ahead. With suspension, which is not debarment. Suspension is temporary. It's a temporary measure to protect the government.
Is it fair to say, then, that the Justice Department wouldn't go for an indictment unless they were pretty confident they were going to be able to get it?
That is correct, that the history of their action in wartime, in the wartime situation, is that they are very, very slow. Slow is not the fair term. Deliberate. Very careful in their judgments about what. And so they do have to have a lot of evidence. For example, in a $400 million or so civil fraud case being brought against KBR, a civil one, what is the proof that people high up in the company knew better than what they were doing? Emails among them showing they were told by their own lawyer. Well, before they get to the email stage, you know the Justice Department has had to peel away layer after layer after layer of evidence gathering.
One of the other provisions that was in your report that didn't make it into this bill was to have permanent special inspectors general for contingencies. How critical do you think that is among the recommendations that you made to Congress?
Well, naturally, I favored what we did, what we recommended. But what the bill strikes is a sort of a compromise. It says that the existing inspectors general of the Department of Defense, State, and an AID have to pick a lead inspector general. And the idea is that if you don't strike a balance in which you accommodate somewhat the existing authorities, they will fight. You would have resistance to the reform we wanted. Mainly we wanted centralization and coordination. So by picking a lead guy, they're getting a good deal of that without picking a turf fight with the IG community.